the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I talk to folks here who like Ron Paul, you know, and see him as someone that, you know, is bold and is trying to take on Washington and clean things up and shrink the size of the federal government. It has a lot of appeal to folks, not just here in Iowa, but across the country. Here's the problem. You got to get Congress to work with you to do those things. And, you know, Ron doesn't have a very long record of actually passing anything in Washington, D.C.
The evangelical community recognizes that when it comes up to standing for life from conception till natural death, I'm the strongest. When it comes to standing up for marriage between a man and a woman, I'm the strongest candidate. People want someone who's not going to cave. They want someone principled. And they're seeing that I'm that candidate.
I believe the country's being led in a very unfortunate and a destructive way by a president that doesn't really understand our economy or understand America. I can get America working again. That's why I'm running.
Sounds from the campaign trail. That's Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, and Mitt Romney. All campaigning very hard as they head into the last weekend before the Iowa caucuses. So the 2012 presidential race on the GOP side, number one this week as we count down the top 10 radio items, talk topics for this past year. This is a special edition of the Talk Radio Review. So we'll run down the top 10 hits here in order. At number 10, the Penn State scandal, all of this stuff, not only Penn State, but Syracuse. And Charlie Sheen tied for number 10. The death of Osama bin Laden, Muammar Gaddafi, number 9. Iran is number 8. Number 7, public works battles with union members. Number 6, Obamacare. Arab Spring movement is number 5. And the protest movement in our country is number 4. The situation with the debt in Europe is 3. Our debt and the economy here, number 2. And the GOP contenders are number 1. As we head into the discussion, as the Iowa caucuses come close this next week, Michelle Bachmann has run into a big setback. Host John Hines talked to Jason Noble from the Des Moines Register about Bachmann's campaign manager in Iowa resigning and joining Ron Paul's campaign.
Interesting story, just a whole chain of events, as a matter of fact, involving Ken Sorensen, her Iowa campaign chair, and the fact that he just leaves and heads for the Ron Paul camp.
Indeed, it was a huge surprise after a long day of campaigning for Michelle Bachmann yesterday.
There was some talk, and a lot of this, we don't know for sure what all is true here, but maybe you have some insight, saying that Michelle Bachmann claims that he was offered a large sum of money to go to work for the Paul campaign. Does that sound like something that's a possibility?
Well, you know, advisors and campaign staff certainly get paid by the campaigns, but it's not always clear how much and, you know, to what extent, and often you don't find that out until the campaign reports come out after the fact. So that's definitely sort of a gray area, but Michelle Bachmann did make that accusation right away last night upon learning that Ken Sorensen left her campaign.
She also went on to say that he committed political suicide by doing that. And I know that he is a conservative in the state of Iowa, probably the banner carrier for the Tea Party there. Do you think this pretty much puts his campaign there or his future aspirations in jeopardy?
I don't know if that's the case. One of the reasons that he cited for leaving her campaign and going over to support Ron Paul was that Ron Paul's supporters and Ron Paul himself had been extremely helpful in electing Sorensen to the state Senate last November. So he actually kind of described it as moving back over to the team that had supported him to get to where he is today politically.
And Ron Paul, we've been watching, you know, people shift and change their, you know, their percentages in terms of polling and the favoritism with the likely voters and the caucus attendees. But Ron Paul now has surged. He's into a second place in some accounts, maybe even ahead of Mitt Romney. What do we attribute to or credit this to Ron Paul, or is it somebody else's decline more so than Ron Paul's surge?
Well, unlike a lot of the other candidates, I don't think you can attribute Ron Paul's surge to a decline in another candidate. He has built a very loyal following over a period of several years, and I think that he's just sort of accumulated and got to the point that he's at now, and he just has very loyal, enthusiastic supporters, and they're coming out at the right time, it looks like.
All right, so would you like to hear more about the GOP race and the difficulty many are having in finding a candidate they like? Well, we'll have that on the air next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The five-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly from each of us, and that is a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty. An A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-2-12 while supplies last.
Are we counting up? I guess we're counting up from number 1 to number 10 in this hour. So we're reviewing the presidential race on the GOP side. Number 1, here's host Bill McEwen from this past year talking to political analyst Ruben Navarrete about the upcoming caucus and the growing number of Republicans who don't seem to like any of the candidates.
The situation with Romney is such that Bill Kristol at the Weekly Standard...
Right.
Put out a piece this week basically pleading
for more candidates.
Begging for more candidates.
Why don't we look at the calendar, Bill. I mean, what are we talking about here? The vote is you know, less than a week away. It's next Tuesday in Iowa. Nobody's going to get into this race. This is, you know, you're done. This is the crew you're going to have to go to war with here. I think it's interesting that Romney is the choice, as you point out, of the establishment. There's lots to be said about how Paul is not acceptable and the reasons he's not acceptable and lots of reasons for me and a lot of them having to do with foreign policy and his isolationist view of the world, and the world's a lot too dangerous, I think, much too dangerous to have Ron Paul at the helm. But having said that, every time the electorate is told by the smarty pants establishment in Washington, you can't support that person, Herman Cain, you know, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, what do? They run to support that person. And every time the establishment in Washington says it ought to be Mitt Romney, he ought to be the nominee, all that does is bring down Mitt Romney's numbers. So, you know, the folks in Iowa are not getting the memo from the elite Washington establishment about what's good for them.
And one thing that makes politics so fascinating, besides the importance, but, you know, you have all these rules and they hold fast until
right.
they don't. And what happened with Rick Perry, I think, clearly is the result of those debates.
Yeah.
He just fumbled it, and he was never able to get
right.
back on, and he can spend all the money in the world. But
that's right.
People
that's
made
right.
up their mind based on what they saw
that's
in that
right.
debate.
That's right. And then it's just one more thing. If you look at the opposite, if you flip that coin over, what do we learn about Rick Perry? So, well, this is a guy who doesn't debate very well. He's not very smart. That's what was our conclusion. Okay, so then you put forward Newt Gingrich, and man, this guy's really smart, and he debates really well. So what happens? His numbers go down. Why do his numbers go down? Because he can't shut up. And he has this way of, like, you know, taking air out of the balloon. He'll say something really brilliant and then something really crazy and then brilliant and then crazy. And it's just getting in the way. It's confusing the message. So here you have, I guess, the lesson, I guess, from Perry is he's not that smart, and Gingrich is too smart. So then you got Mitt Romney, a nice, happy medium. He's neither too smart nor, you know, not too smart. He's just perfect.
And,
so,
and what you find out is discipline does pay off. It paid off for Barack Obama.
Right.
It'll probably pay off for Mitt Romney.
And it makes it really boring. I mean, your business and in my business, we don't want discipline. I don't want them to just make mistakes, but I want them to be human. I want them to be human. I want them to be relatable. And to some degree, you know, looking back at Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton was obviously in many ways not disciplined. But he was a hell of a lot of fun to cover, and he was very intelligent, and he was a good president to a lot of folks. And he was obviously very successful in winning two elections. So I don't think people just want to put up these two programmed, you know, robots with teleprompters, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, who never make mistakes, but boy, they never say anything either.
Here are some of your fellow talk radio listeners talking about who they are enthusiastic about.
I'm very enthusiastic about this next election. I supported Obama the last election, but I just don't feel like we're going on the right path. I'm currently supporting Mitt Romney. I believe he knows how to actually handle the economy and lead us on the right path. I do support Ron Paul more, though, but I just do not believe he'll win in a general election. So I don't believe that will happen.
I've been a Democrat for most of my life, though I supported Mitch Goldwater. And I changed to Republican so that I could vote for Ron Paul in the primary. Ron Paul is a realist. And Ron Paul is really the candidate changer right now. The country is broke, and nobody is talking about how much it costs to wage war. But Ron Paul has. That's number one. Number two, there was a very interesting column by George Will in the Washington Post, and he makes a very interesting baseball analogy about Mr. Romney. Mr. Romney, he compares Mr. Romney's average of getting elected to the 1962 New York Mets, the year that they came into the National League. Well, their average was 240, 40 wins and 120 losses. If you look at Mr. Romney's electability average, it's 227. So he didn't even do as well as the 1962 New York Mets.
I've been following it awful closely, and I wonder why the mainstream media don't have pom-poms in their hands, for one thing. If this was an incumbent Republican in office going for another term, we would probably be hearing stories about Paris Hilton or the Kardashians or something, because they wouldn't be, they'd be tearing each other apart 10 times worse than what we're hearing. This is called a primary. We're trying to find the person to go against Obama, and they're making it out like we're cutting each other's throats and nobody's any good. You just got to watch Fox, or else you're just going to hear cheerleading. And I'm going for Newt Gingrich, because he has a track record of getting things done.
I guess enthusiasm is not the word. I am determined to vote. I will be voting, and I don't have a candidate that I've settled on yet. I'm eliminating people, but I haven't set on my final candidate yet. Obviously, in Connecticut, we don't vote in the primary for some months yet, so it may be that my candidate won't even be there when I get to that point. But I think anybody on the Republican side is better than Obama at this moment.
Economy here and in Europe. That's up next as we continue the hot hits of the year on Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. under Nutritionals. Be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Shall we continue? The answer is yes. We have the countdown of the top 10 hits in talk radio, talk television, reviewing number two now, our economy and the threats of a government shutdown, our debt ceiling, the super committee, and the standoff over the payroll tax cut. Here, Arlene, a radio caller from Cadillac, Michigan, seemed to like Warren Buffett's idea, said that she's tired of the Republicans saying we can't tax the rich anymore.
I am one of the ones falling through the holes here in this country because of the wealthy getting wealthier and the poor getting poorer. I live way below the sub-poverty level. My entire income last year that when I filed my taxes was $5,975 for the year. That is abominable in a country that is supposed to be the richest in the world, and we are kicking our seniors and our middle class and our working poor right down the sewage system, which is also falling apart. Mr. Boehner and Mr. McConnell and the rest of those Republican leaders that get their faces in every camera they can get them on and then turn around and say, no, the rich can't be taxed anymore. Well, when I'm working as a truck driver running over the road for 6 years and my tax rate is paid at 23% because I'm a single woman and the idiots that have got the money are paying nothing. They aren't providing jobs. I don't know any brick and mortar that can think. I don't know of any brick and mortar that can create a job. I don't know of any brick and mortar that is going to put a roof over my head when these tax cuts hit and I'm caught in the middle and expected to live on not only less than $700 a month, but less than $600 a month by the time they get done taxing.
Number four on the countdown, the European debt crisis. Their situation tougher than ours. Here's host Garland Robinette with financial analyst Rajesh Nararayan about the spreading financial problems all over Europe.
One of the things I'm looking at, and this is a CNN Money Watch, Europe, grimmer by the minute. A comprehensive plan to tackle the banking crisis and the Eurozone's debt crisis, getting foggier and murkier by the minute. Does not look like any significant agreement will be resolved. And they're talking about the meeting of the 27 members of the European Union. What's your take on this? How serious is the situation we're looking at?
Oh, it is quite serious. You know, the sovereign debt crisis has sort of morphed into a banking crisis in Europe, which now threatens to spill over to the U.S. banking sector, just because global financial markets are all interconnected.
Well, one of the things, and I apologize for interrupting you, but I can't ever remember the word derivative, and I want to bring it up, and then we'll go back to you to finish your segment. I've read in several publications speculation that derivatives were distributed by the U.S. financial institutions throughout Europe, but nobody knows knows the volume, the size of that distribution. But if it was very large, and we develop problems with the European Union, they get worse than what they are, is that how we could be affected back through the derivatives that go bad?
That is one channel. I think what you're referring to are these so-called sovereign credit default swaps. Essentially, these are insurances provided against a sovereign defaulting on its debt. And the insurance writer, you know, happens to be, let's say, in this case, a U.S. bank. And I think the estimates are about $400 billion of such insurance are being provided by U.S. banks to countries in the European periphery. And so if they were to default on their debt, then obviously the insurer has to pay. But that's not the only channel. You know, the Bank of International Settlements had an estimate out which said that U.S. banks have about $1.2 trillion of exposure to the German and French economies should the contagion spread to the larger countries in Europe. Currently, Germany and France are not yet affected as much as Italy and Spain are, but you can already see the strains on French bank fundings.
More of the Talk Radio topics and your reviews at 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook and send email if you'd like to Doug at DougStefan.com.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We are continuing with the talk radio review, the countdown of all of the hot hits, the charts for our annual review, the top 10 for the year, in fact. And we're at number 4, having gone from number 1 in this hour, the GOP race, to the stuck economy at number 2, to the European economy and the debt situation there at number 3. We're in the protest movement at the moment as we focus our attention on their moving and grooving, because they still are, and in fact they have been misrepresented by most in the news media. Back in October, Keith Olbermann talked to Michael Moore about the protesters and their movement, not only here around the country, but all around the world, in fact.
Perhaps no surprise that the movement is now headed for Main Street. Demonstrators have marched and chanted in Boston, Chicago, Albuquerque, Raleigh, Los Angeles, L.A. tonight, matter of fact, and Denver. Tomorrow it's Philadelphia, Thursday, D.C., and a separate event in Houston. On the 15th, Phoenix and Pittsburgh. Also being planned, rallies in smaller cities, Santa Fe, Little Rock, Mason City, Iowa. Japan and Europe might be next. Michael, that's literally where it goes from here.
That's right.
Figuratively, where does it go from here, do you think, based on your experience and what you've seen in your 3 trips down there?
I think that that not only is this going to continue, these cities that you mentioned, this is what's so wonderful about this. There really isn't anything driving this other than what Wall Street has done, mm-hmm. and what those who are in charge of our economy have done. They weren't just happy enough with having multi-billions. They wanted tens and hundreds of billions, maybe even trillions. And so,
kleptomania, as you said.
They're kleptomaniacs is what they are. They're out of control. I think it really is some kind of a sociopathic illness. And they now want us to live in a kleptocracy where the kleptomaniacs run the show. This is going to spread. I said this last week. I said it 2 weeks ago when I first spoke with you. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media was trying to just poo-poo this. Oh, it's just a few down there. Don't worry. Well, what happened on Saturday, not just here, but as you said, in Boston and LA and Chicago and elsewhere. And now Wednesday, I just heard, is going to be National Student Walkout Day. This is going to start to organize on college campuses.
Okay, great.
This is going to dovetail with so many things. People who've lost their homes, the 50 million who don't have health insurance, all the desperate groups of people who've been affected by the greed on Wall Street, they have had it. And I'll tell you, President Obama, he'd be smart right now to not just give another speech, but actually have his Justice Department either have a special prosecutor or an investigation and go after the people that stole this money. The people want a perp walk. They want to see people led away in handcuffs
with a coat over the head.
That's right.
And because that's going to be some form of justice.
All right. The usual, you'd expect nothing better or nothing else except that kind of a conversation with two like Michael Moore and Keith Olbermann. They have a point of view. Their point of view is not broad. It's not wide. It doesn't cover. They suggested the news media hadn't done a good job covering this, and that's true, but they didn't tell you what else was going on in the protest. The protests in prime time, the movement is full of people who are not interested in what they describe. There are people who are protesting greed and corruption and the kinds of things that have made life pretty unpleasant for a lot of people in our country. But that's not really the root or the core. Many, especially the younger people, who identify, interestingly enough, not with Keith Olbermann and Michael Moore and the left, but with Ron Paul and the movement which basically started with Arab Spring. That's why the two of these things go together. The Arab Spring movement, for those of you who may or may not know it, all those people that were concerned, once again, terrible coverage, awful coverage, corruptive coverage by the news media. The reason that the Muslim Brotherhood has made some headway in the Arab world is because they stand against corruption. And corruption is what brought down Mubarak, what brought down Gaddafi, what has brought down and will continue to bring down not only leaders in the Middle East, but people here and all over the world. People are tired of the corruption, and our budget is a perfect example of it, with all those trillions of dollars being wasted in so many different ways. People are wising up to it. They read about it. They hear about it. They know it's wrong, and that's what much of the protesting is. And I think you'll see the results of that in the election as it goes through its process here. Whether it's enough to carry the day remains to be seen here, but it has carried the day in many of the Arab states, and that is the real bottom line. People are fed up with the government. This government, governments in the Middle East, governments in China, people are getting smart. You can thank not the news media, because they don't inform anybody much of anything. The information is coming firsthand on Twitter and Facebook in countries where the governments don't know how to control it, and they can't. So chalk up one for information. 800-510-8255. Okay, number five on the countdown as we move toward the top, the so-called Arab Spring. Here are some talk radio callers that talked about the protests in Egypt.
I believe that the United States needs to learn how to mind its own business. If you look at this on a macro level, you can see clearly that if anybody comes into your house and intrudes in your business, you're not going to stand for it. And I just wonder why nobody else can see why China, Russia, and other great powers of the world don't seem to be having all these problems. The United States puts its face on everything when it should be using the United Nations. So if it's trying to promote democracy, then it should use those nations that are democratic. But it should not be going in and intervening and getting involved with these people's business and then worrying about why you got so many terrorists at your back door.
I think the role that the U.S. has played in Egypt for the last 30 years has been disastrous. We've given this country over $40 billion, and I would probably bet that half of that is in a bank account for Mubarak. He's done nothing for the people. We've seen this over and over again in our country. We saw it with the Shah of Iran. We saw it with Pinochet in Chile. We saw it with Noriega in Panama. This is our foreign policy. We bribe these dictators to do what they do to their people. And then after 20, 30, 40 years, they fall apart and we stand around and act like we don't actually understand what's happening. We understand what's happening. We have to stop bribing these dictators with my tax dollars, because if I could vote on it, I would have told them 20 years ago to stop giving aid to all of these dictators. It does us no good.
I think it's sad what's going on over there. There's no question about that. But in one way, I think it's kind of ironic. The president and the cabinet members all huddled in together. Everybody's worried, well, what's going to happen in Egypt? Why don't we have all these people huddle and let's fix what's going on in America? But those people over there, they'll straighten it out. It'll just be a matter of time. But let's have a huddle and let's fix America.
callers reacting to the protests and the changes in Egypt. Many of the thoughts there were right on, especially all the money that we give to dictators. That's one of the reasons that we are as hated as we are around the world by some. You think it was George Bush, you think it's Obama, straighten things out. No, it's the money that we give to support these. And the guy who said Mubarak had $80-some-odd billion that we give him, he did have half of it. $40 billion of the money that he ripped off from his countrymen was money that came directly from America. And we justify by saying, well, he's our friend, and so we take care of our friends. No, sorry. That doesn't work anymore for most people. That's one of the things that people are protesting. So if we look ahead for a moment, may I give you a heads up on something that I'm betting we're going to be talking a lot about in the new year here in the Countdown and in the free and open market exchange of ideas called Talk Radio. There's a backlash underway against supporters of the Stop Online Privacy Act, known as SOPA. The legislation, which is in Congress, will give the feds working with major industries the power to take down websites. And so there are GoDaddy.com is one of the outfits supporting this. But I'm betting that this is the government here. These people, especially if Obama gets reelected, will be trying to monitor. And, well, now the companies are, but the government's going to set up an agency or try to monitor what you're saying on the Internet and back and forth on Twitter and Facebook, those sorts of things, and try to regulate it and control it. That's what's going to happen next year. You wait and see. 800-510-8255. To number six in a moment we go, the discussion of Obamacare this year on News Talk radio stations. That's number six in the next position here on our Countdown Review.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the Internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Well, the political battle is intensifying in both the House and the Senate over the extension of the temporary payroll tax reduction. You know, the most telling part of all is how strongly the president and congressional Democrats are arguing that Americans need a tax cut and how much damage would be in store for the U.S. economy if this temporary tax cut were allowed to expire. Well, isn't that an admission that the payroll tax cut is damaging the economy and has always damaged the economy? If Americans are struggling with high taxes, who put that burden on the American public in the first place? And if the Democrats and the president really want to relieve the American middle class of these burdens, they have to cut the size of government, because simply borrowing money to pay for these programs doesn't relieve the burden. It makes it that much harder to bear. Get more on shiftradio.com.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Before we get to number six, the discussion of Obamacare this year, I have a top 10 extra. These are the top 10 bills before Congress in the year 2011. We'll start at number 10.
Number 10.
And go to number 1. H.R. 589, the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Expansion Act, was number 10.
Number 9.
The Fair Tax Act of 2011.
Number 8.
The National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act. This was a way of making things more standard across the country.
Number 7.
Ensuring Pay for Our Military Act of 2011.
Number 6.
Stop Online Piracy Act.
Number 5.
Number 5 was repealing the job-killing health care law.
Number 4.
No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act.
Number 3.
Ending Federal Marijuana Prohibition Act.
Number 2.
The Fair Tax Act again came back again as a. The first one was a House bill, the second was a Senate bill.
Number 1.
The Mobile Information Call Act. Cell phone use for family and friends, making sure that it's available. That's. It goes back to telling you a little bit more, as I was saying before, what the interest is in trying. I bet you didn't know half of those, did you? Half of those bills you didn't even know existed. So the most reaction, 300,000 people in this country called or wrote to their senators or congressmen about the Mobile Information Act. Use of your cell phone for family and friends. That's what that was all about. Okay, so that's an overview, an extra. And now to number 6. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas about an article she wrote on Obamacare.
So our biggest threat, according to your op-ed piece, is the fact that Obamacare is still sitting there.
Absolutely. You talk to the business people around our state, especially the small business people that are maybe just over 50 employees. They're the ones who say, I can't hire. I'm not going to hire any more people because of this Obama health care. That and regulatory overreach are the two issues that are cited all the time. And if he wants to create jobs, we don't need more spending. We don't need more stimulus. We need to cut back on regulations. We need to stop implementing Obamacare and tell our business people what they can expect so that they will be able to start hiring people and know what's coming.
And, Senator Hutchison, it appears as though the administration wants to get this into the Supreme Court as quickly as possible. They did not exercise their appeals after the court in Atlanta agreed with many states that the individual mandate is unconstitutional. So it looks like this is going to the Supreme Court, so we should have a decision on this pretty quick.
Well, quick. By Supreme Court standards, quick would be sometime, maybe in late spring next year. That would be a kind of Supreme Court's quick time. And so we will have another probably 6 months of this, not knowing if that individual mandate is unconstitutional, which the 11th Circuit has said it is.
Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, she's not running for a re-election, which probably is no loss for the people of Texas, but she had some pretty salient points there, and they apply not just to Obamacare, but just in general to getting out of our faces. The government needs to get out of the way so business can move ahead. Up to number 7 next on the countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. Doug Steffen here, happy to be reviewing the hot 10 items on News Talk radio stations over the course of the year. That's our job here on the countdown. And so every week we have our usual three-hour extravaganza of the top 10 being reviewed. During the week we try to take at least a couple of them on every day. And this arena, there are plenty of room. For a conversation from you at 800-510-8255. So number seven for the year is the union situation with the public workers and the battles that went on there. Last February, Chris Wallace talked to the governor of Wisconsin, who seemed to have started it all, Scott Walker.
Those 14 Democrats who fled Wisconsin to block a vote in the state Senate say they'll come back if you'll sit down with them and work out a compromise, and the deal would be that the unions agree on the money issues, but they keep their collective bargaining rights. Governor, are you willing to do that?
Well, no. First off, the Senate Democrats should realize if you want to participate in democracy, you got to be in the arena. And the arena is right here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's not hiding out in Rockford, Illinois, or Chicago, or anywhere else out there. Democracy means you show up and participate. And they failed to do that. They're walking out on their job. They're doing, which contrasts to the many, many thousands, almost 300,000 state and local workers across Wisconsin, who, despite those protesters, most of them showed up and did their job like they're paid to do. For us, this is about balancing the budget. We've got a $3.6 billion budget deficit. We're broke, just like nearly every other state across the country. We're broke. It's about time somebody stood up and told the truth. And the only way for us to balance the budget, not only at the state level, but at the local level, is to make sure we give those local governments the tools they need to balance the budget. And that's what we're proposing.
Yeah, but I don't understand. If it's a money issue and balancing the budget, and they're willing to concede on the money issues, why isn't that enough? Why do you also have to take back some of their collective bargaining rights?
Well, and they aren't, because in the end, they can say that, but that's really a red herring. These same groups back in December, after the election, before I was sworn in, tried to ram through, literally in a lame duck session, employee contracts that would have locked things in before I got there. So they're not really interested. But more critically, I was a county executive, an elected official in Milwaukee County, a county that's never elected a Republican before. I was there for three different elections because we tried to tackle these very same issues. And what stood in the way time and time again was collective bargaining. We've got over 1,000 municipalities, 424 school districts, about 72 counties in the state, all of which need to have the power to be able to offset what's going to happen in Wisconsin next week, just like New York and California, everybody else has been doing, and that's cutting billions of dollars from local governments. The difference is, unlike those other states, I want to give those local governments the tools they need to balance the budget now and in the future. They can't do that with the current collective bargaining laws in this state.
Governor Scott Walker on the union battles in his state of Wisconsin. All right, number 8 in the countdown this year, the discussion back and forth of Iran. At number 9, the deaths of Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi. What else can you say about that? Number 10, the scandals at Penn State. From our countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer and Scott Voorhees talked to attorney Bill Gallup about the case against Jerry Sandusky.
A lot of people are wondering about, in a horrific case like this Penn State case, with the charges are so disgusting and toxic. Obviously, everybody gets a defense in our system, but where would you start with this?
Well, the charges, as you say, are so horrific that it's tough to get around the fact that the presumption of innocence isn't going to go very far here. The defense attorney's got a real uphill battle. But I really think the main story here is the cover-up more as it is the facts about the Sandusky case.
Yeah, but still, when they get in a courtroom, Sandusky gets in a courtroom, it's about his guilt or innocence.
Well, that's true, and the problem he's got is he gave that disastrous interview where we get on the radio with Bob Costas, yeah. And he virtually admitted the 3/4 of the charges against him, and that's going to hurt him seriously.
Is his lawyer a doofus, do you think?
You could almost make the case, if you're Sandusky, that I had incompetent legal representation.
Well, I would agree that that interview was a colossal blunder, and he didn't do anything to help his case. He presented himself very poorly, and he made admissions that are going to be used against him, and plus he wasn't prepared for. You could tell he hadn't prepared for the interview.
Yeah. What do you make of this latest revelation that they didn't, that they, and this may just lend another piece of evidence to the big cover-up, but apparently university counsel was never, ever consulted on any of this.
Well, it seems to me that the officials at Penn State knew a whole lot more than any of us do. When Paterno was fired, I thought it was a terrible travesty. It was a denial of due process. He was given no notice. He didn't get a hearing. They fired the president of the university. But apparently they knew what they were doing because it comes out that Paterno, a couple of years ago, transferred the title of his home to his wife, which is something you do to avoid losing your assets. And that can be set aside as a fraudulent conveyance. But why would he do that? He obviously knew that a lawsuit was coming against him, and he also knew that he had some exposure.
All right. Unbelievable situation. So there you have it, a review of the top 10 items, the big charts, the big stories, the big topics for the year 2011. Thanks for being around and being attentive. I figure you thought this was pretty interesting stuff, and it was. Great talk for the year 2012.